Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk and with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Right, I'm here at the South African Radio Astronomy Observatory with distinguished Professor Oleg Smirnov, and he's from Rhodes University and SORAO. And he's been involved in some very interesting research taking videos of transients, and he's been telling me about looking in a globular cluster for some unusual pulsars and finding all sorts of exotica out there. So good afternoon, Oleg.
Hello, Ketchel. How are you?
Yes, and now, so tell us about some of these videos you've been taking and what it is that you're finding.
Right, so pretty much the first thing we did in this project, once we started looking, we thought, let's look at some fields which are interesting, where we suspect to be see, where we can hope to find pulsars and things. So we looked at some globular clusters, 47 Tokana in particular, and Omega Centauri. And globular clusters are these big agglomerations of stars. And what's interesting about them is because there are a lot of stars in the same place, that means you're going to also expect a lot of pulsars. And the first thing we found with 47 Tokana is that indeed with our algorithm we could detect a few things, three things in 47 Tokana going bump. And two of these turned out to be known millisecond pulsars. They had already been discovered as pulsars. The third one is a new one. It's a candidate because it's behaving like we would expect a pulsar to behave. And it's doing something interesting, right? These, transients, we said things that go bump in the night. Well, some of these millisecond pulsars are bumping regularly. And the reason they're doing that is because there's something called spider systems. So they're a pulsar that has a binary companion that's orbiting around another star, sufficiently close to actually be eating away at that star with its gravity. And if the orbit is inclined just right, then there's going to be an eclipsing situation when the pulsar passes behind the binary. So it kind of switches off and switches on again, as far as we are concerned. And that's what we were seeing in those movies. We were seeing those pulsars going up as they emerged from behind the companion and going down again.
All right, now just to remind people, a pulsar, this is a rapidly pulsating dead star that's got very, very high gravity, and it emits a huge spike in radio detection as it's going by, like a sort of lighthouse. So you're saying that you can have two pulsars orbiting around each other?
You can have that too, of course, yeah. But in this case, it was a pulsar orbiting, a more regular star. And the spike you're talking about, well, these are called millisecond pulsars. So these spikes are actually arriving very rapidly, less than a second apart. And so you're seeing those spikes going, and then as the pulsar goes behind that other star, the spikes disappear. And then as it reemerges, they reappear again. So what you see with Meerkat in the movie, you're not seeing the individual spikes, you're kind of seeing the accumulation of them. Now you see signal, now you don't. Now you see signal, now you don't.
Okay, so this is making movies of what you can see in the radio data. Yep. From these pulsars and strangely behaving pulsars in globular clusters. This is what you've been up to lately. And I must say that, you look up at the night sky, you see these stars, and with our eyes, we're not aware of the kinds of things going on up there, but you're uncovering them bit by bit.
Yeah, exactly. That's the most exciting part of this research, that you're looking up and you're seeing completely unexpected things. The other surprise I could tell you about, so last time I told you about this pulsar that we discovered next to Jupiter, which we called the Parrot, and as we were investigating the Parrot, we got Meerkat to do more observations of it. That's how we figured out that it was a pulsar. Now, once we developed our algorithm for making movies and looking for transients, we said, right, let's go back and see, will our new algorithm detect the Parrot, had we not known about the Parrot in the first place? So we used that as a test case. And, okay, we were very pleased to see that we did see the Parrot, but in one of the observations of the Parrot, next to it, we spotted yet something else, so there was another surprise. And that turned out to be a flaring star, what's called an RSCVN, variable star, because we could, having caught this burst, we could look at its coordinates, and we could look into something called the Gaia catalog, and we found the star at that position. So, just following up on one transient, immediately we picked up another one, just as a bonus.
So, Professor Oleg Smirnov, thank you very much for telling us about some of your research and informing Fine Music Radio listeners. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.